This is Laura Dierda with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Scott Wester, President and CEO of Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Scott, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you, Lori, and appreciate you continue to connect with healthcare leaders across the country.
Well, before we dive into the questions, could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. I'm a native of Cincinnati, Ohio, and went to my master's program at Xavier University in Cincinnati. And like most of our MHA degrees, you have to do a residency. And I was very fortunate to be an administrative fellow at Our Lady of the Lake way back in 1993. So I'm getting pretty close to my 30 years of being with the same health system and organization for my entire career. It's been a terrific run.
That's fantastic to hear. Now, when you started there in 1993, did you ever imagine that one day you would be the president and CEO of the whole hospital?
No, I didn't know what to expect coming out of my graduate program and trying to understand really the direction I wanted to go into. But like a lot of leaders out there, we've all had mentors that helped guide us. And I think an element of skill, luck, and timing all played a critical role of where I am today. And we're part of a large Catholic health system based in Louisiana, Mississippi, called the Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady Health System.
Got it. Well, we're really excited to talk to you more about the health system, more about, you know, what you're looking at today and where things are headed for Our Lady of the Lake. My first question is, how has your strategy changed over the past year, 2 years? I know, especially in the last year with the pandemic, there has been, I'm sure, a lot of change, but where, you know, were things headed before that, and how have things changed?
Well, as we all know, the pandemic has changed the face for a lot of us throughout the rest of our life. And organizations, I think, have also had to kind of reevaluate or reexamine of where they are today and where they think they need to go in the future. And there's a couple kind of principles that we always stand by. And one is we always have to focus on our patients. And our patients are probably a little bit different today than they were 2 years ago. Call them today, we're calling them consumers. And one thing we want to make sure is that we continue to build that relationship with members of the community, predominantly our consumers, as we move into ensuring that we're able to optimize the value equation of the care we deliver in many multiple sites. And as a large academic teaching facility, we are very diversified. We have a very large physician group enterprise. We have a huge ambulatory network of different types of clinical care, whether if it's post-acute, if it's urgent care, surgical facilities, and so to interconnect all that is extremely important. We're fortunate to have the Epic electronic health record, so everything is interconnected across the whole enterprise and across our health system. But I think we also know that we can't do it alone. So who are our healthcare partners, you know, our members of our medical staff? And this is a very relational business, not so much transactional or episodic, but how do we, with our providers, really work within our patients, but also within our communities? And as we've learned, I think, through the pandemic, whether if it's Zooming or WebExing, technology is a huge enabler. And I think over the last couple of years, technology is a vital part of any healthcare organization or healthcare system. And convenience and time are really today's currency, and making sure that we're able to put patients and employers in the front and center to ensure that we're able to deliver the right care at the right place at the right time.
Got it. And that makes a lot of sense. And it's so interesting to think about, as you said, that transition of approaching patients as consumers and what they want and need from the healthcare system, and then looking at the partnerships that you have in delivering that type of healthcare. I'm wondering now, you know, looking at where you're at today and forward, what are your top goals?
Well, I think the thing that also all of us have faced, especially through the, call it the second wave, or for some people, the third wave of COVID, is really, it's all about our workers. It's all about our team members and our organization. I think we recognized how fragile the healthcare workforce really is across the country. So we kind of did a mid-cycle review of our strategic plan back in October of 2020, kind of after the second peak. And we decided to put front and center workforce sustainability as really one of our top goals. That's both clinical and support, you know, whether if it's physicians, nurses, ancillary, everywhere in the organization. And we have to continue to integrate. We're very fortunate. We have a wonderful university that's part of our organization called the Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady University. They do a great job of not only allied health professionals, but many other degree offerings. So how do we leverage the academic side of the house and related to the workforce sustainability? Second goal is probably meeting the evolving community. Another thing that kind of was brought out through the whole pandemic is really, you know, the diversity culturally, multilingual, economically, how our communities are really built and how do we have to evolve within that community. And I think we've done that extremely well, but there's just so much more work we need to do to making sure that we meet the needs of the community as a whole. And then I think another thing that we recognize through the pandemic, we have to be very ensure capital constraints. And how do we meet the different demands and expectations without making sure that we're also very financially prudent within the organization? So those are some of the goals we have for today.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, thinking about all of those things, trying to meet your goals, trying to understand how you're fitting within the community, how do you see the community changing, some of the demands from patient populations and the need to accommodate just a wide variety of types of patients? What types of things are changing and how are you seeing, you know, the organization shift in order to meet those needs?
Well, we're very fortunate. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we have some very great partnerships, other very strong healthcare organizations, such as Woman's Hospital in Baton Rouge. We have a very large cancer presence with Mary Bird Perkins, Baton Rouge General, as some others. And we have a community health needs assessment that we do across all of our organizations. And also we implement together as one. And we call it the Mayor's Healthy City Initiative. And we've been doing it now for probably over 6 years. And we've moved the dial in many different areas in which communities come back and they look, how does a community like Baton Rouge able to really move the needle on HIV rates, improvement of treatment for hepatitis C, sickle cell disease, and other things such as chronic disease through our relationship with a big research center called Pennington. So there's a lot of collaboration. We can't do it alone as one organization. We have to be very collaborative. And one thing, we as an organization, being a very large facility, we like to be sometimes labeled as the catalyst. Can we start the spark? We don't have to own it. We don't have to operate it ourselves, but at least try to put the issue at the front center of the table and see if someone can pick it up and make sure that we're able to make a difference in the community.
Got it. Thank you so much, Scott, for going through that with us. What are you most excited about for this year?
Outside of meeting in person, you know, one thing I've missed is I've missed our teams. And, you know, our leadership teams have been more than remarkable during the pandemic and continue to be remarkable. And we're only as good as our leadership team is and our team members across the whole organization. So to get out, to be able to be with the team, we're having a little bit of openness to be able to have some on-site meetings now, still socially distanced, still being masked, but actually able to kind of have that level of conversation. It's been refreshing, and you don't realize how much you miss it until you kind of get some of it back. And so I'm very excited about that. I'm also trying to make sure that our teams take a break and get some time off and very purposely push people to kind of recharge. We have a thing called Joy in Medicine. It's really to ensure on physician burnout and clinical care burnout. So we have a lot of programs, a lot of services that we've designed really post-pandemic to ensure that people maintain a well-balanced life and recognize that we're not out of the woods yet at all with the pandemic, but it's time for everyone to take a deep breath as much as we can.
Got it. Well, thank you, Scott, so much for going through that with us. And finally, what does Our Lady of the Lake look like in 5 years?
We'll be over 100 years old 5 years from now. We're actually 98 years in Baton Rouge. Our health system is about 110 years. And one thing that I also recognize is the pace of play continues to move fast. And one thing the pandemic has demonstrated to us, we can move fast. We had to adapt. We had to change. We had to modify on the fly, as whether if it's testing, if it's vaccine distribution, and all the things that other great organizations have done throughout the country. But it's really about that agility. How do we really make sure that we continue to do what I think we're known for, which is outstanding clinical excellence? That's the pillar of Our Lady of the Lake. We do exceptional care in many different disciplines, whether if it's in pediatric care to trauma care and you name it. But also, as I mentioned before, with our workforce, sustainability is we also want to enable our teams to be able to move within the organization, no different than me has personally moved in the organization, and to be able to have career ladders and be able to have counselors for career guidance. We want to make sure in 5 years that people can be very successful working across not only in the Baton Rouge market, but across our whole health system. We're very fortunate to have a very diverse health system in many locations in Louisiana and also in Mississippi. And if people want to learn and educate and grow, they should be able to do it within the same organization.
Scott, thank you so much for being here today. This has been a really fantastic discussion. I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Thank you, Lori. And again, I appreciate you having these podcasts.